Good morning with us, our political observer, Alan Chartok. Well, what, 24 hours and the Ramblers will be on stage?
They will, Saturday night at the Guthrie Center. If you've never been to the filming place of Alice's Restaurant, you owe it to yourself. And, of course, the Ramblers and everybody singing and a good old-fashioned hootenanny. It's really terrific. Saturday night, doors open at 6. Performance starts at 8. And we'll be looking forward to seeing all of you there. 413-528-1955 for tickets.
Well, you had quite an hour-long interview yesterday with the lieutenant governor candidate in the Democratic primary, Tim Wu.
Incredibly articulate, thoughtful Columbia Law professor, a guy who really sounds to me like the real deal. He is running against Kathy Hochul, who is the handpicked candidate by Andrew Cuomo, who is not only, of course, from upstate, which I'm sure is part of the reasoning. She's not only a woman, but she also carries some baggage, which is that she is antithetical to many of the things that Cuomo says he is for, like guns and some of the other issues. So she's going to have a tough ride here. And there is a sense that because the New York Times has now endorsed, and this is very, very significant, endorsed Mr. Wu, Tim Wu, and because there's a significant Asian community, which he says will help him win this primary in the New York City area. He speaks fluent Mandarin, and I have to say, a very impressive fellow. He may win.
Well, someone who's not impressing President Obama right now is President Putin of Russia, with President Obama urging calm in face of crisis in Ukraine and Syria. Meanwhile, the New York Times editorial board saying Mr. Putin is testing the West and tougher sanctions are needed.
I'll tell you, you have to be very careful here. We're talking about the new Russia, the old Soviet Union, the KGB colonel who is now the president, who is clearly looking to reestablish some of the prestige that the Russian bear had and is in a tough spot. We are celebrating, of course, the anniversary of World War I, which was one of those wars which never should have happened. And the last thing you want to do is engage in a potential nuclear confrontation, because after all, as Arlo might say, them Russians have weapons. They have atomic weapons. So that's why I think that this has to be done very, very gingerly. You got to respect the president for the way he was going about this. On the other hand, you have to say no to Putin. And that is what this is all about. You know, you get sanctions, you get sanctions, you get sanctions. Sometimes sanctions work. Sometimes they have the opposite effect. We saw that in previous administrations. We saw it with the Japanese before World War II. We were so intent on cutting them off from everything that, you know, they probably said the hell with it and went for Pearl Harbor. I'm not saying that they had any right to do it, but you have to be careful in these kinds of confrontations.